The second text which we are going to use in this series of teachings is the 37 Practices of Bodhisattva, the translation of which is on page 32. This was a very important text composed by a very well-known and highly respected Tibetan master known as Thokme Sangpo, who was universally accepted in Tibet as a great Bodhisattva. And in fact, he then later became known as the Bodhisattva Thokme Sangpo. And in these 37 practices, he encapsulates the entire essence of the practice of the Bodhisattva. In fact, later I had the opportunity to read some of his other more scholarly works, and it seems he was a great scholar as well, a very learned master, because I read an important commentary that he has written on an Indian classical text, Sublime Continuum Uttara Tantra, and also another text called Ornament of the Mahayana Path, Mahayana Sutra Alamkara. I myself received the oral transmissions of this particular teaching from the late Kunu Lama Rinpoche Tenzin Gyatso, from whom I also from whom I have also received the teachings on Shantideva's Guide to the Bodhisattva's Way of Life. And Kunu Lama Rinpoche in turn received the teachings from a Dzogchen master from the eastern part of Tibet.
That dini ma nyamdo du tatani shuna sam chenjo di gumrim digi gyapding dishetse ta lale sodum di ta di digi la du linzu ma da nyamling rimbrti chige la du linzu di ini Lalin Sutumache, Digili, or a Sam Sam Chidre, Evagilia, Eva Kudule, Madu Stage, Shugosam Chance.
So I felt
a Sajin Sutami, Dal Sajin Stamitus.